conflict and doubt. In the Old Testament, the tribe of Israel struggled with God a lot. There were times when they didn't believe God was there for them, or when they thought that he wouldn't provide for them. But every time that happened, God would come through for them and provide for them. One example of Israel struggling with God was through one man, Jacob. He wrestled with God, and God ended up giving him a new name, Israel, because he would be the father of the tribe, Israel. One thing that I learned from this lesson is that God knows that we will have struggles and doubts in our life, but we have to remember that God is there for us at those times. I also learned that it is okay to doubt God, and it does not make you a bad Christian if you do. Because what it means is that Satan is tempting you. But you have to remember that God will still be there for you, even though you think he's not. One example in my life is that one of my aunts died, and the other one got divorced, and it was a very hard time for me because I was doubting God and wondering if he still loved me. But then God whispered to me that he still loved me and was still there for me. I picked a gun as my visual because that's just one way that conflict can affect people's lives. But then we have to remember that even when those things happen, God will still be there for us. The last thing I learned from this lesson is that God allows conflict and doubt to enter our lives so that he can test our faith. But I also learned that if it's too much for us, God will be there to help us get through it. I really enjoyed this lesson because it taught me that God is bigger than all of our struggles.